I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
All-day resource for critical breaking news, traffic and weather, and conversation about Utah's most important stories. Listen on the KSL News Radio app, sponsored by NAR Services, KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City. Your voice, your vote. 6 days until election week. Get breaking updates and smart analysis on KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
This is the 5 o'clock report. I'm Jeff Kaplan, KSL's top story. Breaking news. Playoff hopes have been dashed for Kearns High School this evening. KSL News Radio's Kara Hoffelmeyer has the details.
Granite says after testing 87 coaches and players, it's clear the number of cases and transmission rate is high enough that the Salt Lake County Health Department is recommending the team not play in the playoffs. Additionally, two more high schools in the district are being shut down for 14 days after rates of COVID there surpass what's allowed in the building. Taylorsville High and Olympus High will each move to remote learning for the next 14 days. That's until November 11th. At this point, six of the eight high schools in Granite District are learning remotely. Kara Hoffelmeyer, KSL News Radio.
Health officials are asking the Hispanic community to plan ahead when celebrating the holidays. They say the percentage of cases of COVID among Spanish speakers is going down, but things could change if people celebrate in large groups. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson has more.
Earlier this year, the Hispanic population made up around 40% of the state's COVID-19 cases. Now that number has dropped to just 28%. And Edwin Espinal with the Utah Department of Health says it shows their message is getting through.
The community is actually making a difference in their behavior.
But Intermountain Park City Hospital Medical Director Wing Province says it will be easy for many families to have too many visitors for things like Halloween and Christmas dinners. So he says people should not invite their extended family over for these holidays.
You just get a gathering together for a Sunday dinner and suddenly you're exceeding the mandates that we have here in the state.
Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
Today's numbers, 1,145 more Utahns have coronavirus. The health department says four more people have died. They say 296 people are in the hospital right now. An average of 1,500 people per day are testing positive, according to the Department of Health. President Trump is campaigning this afternoon in the battleground state of Michigan. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, the president braving the weather in Lansing, Michigan earlier today as he appealed to voters saying he has to be as tough as the people from Michigan. Now the president predicts he'll take the state again despite what the polls are showing.
And I think we're up a lot more. You know, they give you the fake polls. I think we're up a lot more.
Meantime, the First Lady is campaigning for her husband in Pennsylvania.
Donald is a fighter. He loves this country and he fights for you every single day.
The president right now has moved along. He's now at a rally in Wisconsin. Former President Barack Obama is stumping for his former Vice President Joe Biden in Florida. The 44th president telling the crowd Donald Trump's claims of bringing economic prosperity to America couldn't be a bigger lie.
The economic damage that he inflicted by botching the pandemic response means he will be the first president since Herbert Hoover to actually lose jobs.
Biden is stumping in Georgia, where he continues to hammer the president's handling of the pandemic.
The tragic truth of our time is that COVID has left a deep and lasting wound in this country.
And in developing news at this hour, At least one person has died following a serious crash involving a school bus in East Tennessee. Highway Patrol also reporting multiple serious injuries from that crash with a commercial vehicle. Emergency personnel have been transporting multiple injured persons by ambulance as well as by helicopter to the Chattanooga Children's Hospital. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
We turn the clocks back this weekend. At the same time, restrictions on wood burning go into effect this weekend. That means if you have a wood burning stove or fireplace, you won't be allowed to use it on a bad air day starting with November 1st, unless it's your only source of heat. Winter is coming, the inversion is coming, and the smoke from your fireplace could end up trapped here in the valley. Fourth Congressional District candidate Burgess Owens is being accused of keeping more donations than allowed. Your voice, your vote, 2020. KSL's Lindsay Ertz reports from the elections desk.
The New York Times reports Owens' campaign kept more money than the $2,800 each individual donor is allowed to give. Campaign finance laws say if there's excess, you have to refund it or attribute it to the primary or another member of the household. The Times report claims Owens had over $135,000 in these overages. Owens' campaign manager says they have refunded some of the money and the majority of the excess has been attributed, but didn't specify how much. Jesse Rainey says with so many donations, those can happen without the campaign knowing. From the KSL Elections Desk, Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
The headstone of Susan B. Anthony in Rochester, New York, has been covered with a clear plastic sleeve. The reason? Well, it's become a tradition for people to put their "I voted" stickers on the headstone on Election Day as a way to pay tribute. But over the past few years, the stickers and the cleaners used to take them off have been damaging the headstone, so she gets a clear plastic sleeve. KSL News Time 505, traffic now. First look traffic brought to you by Mountain America's free online and mobile banking tools. Here's Ricky Meese.
And it is stop and go delays. Southbound I-15 from Bangor Highway almost down to SR-92 where we have a crash blocking two right lanes of traffic. That's your emergency traffic. Also, heavier delays starting to ease a little bit westbound on I-80. Starting prior to the 202 junction, and we've had an accident, possible injuries, 114th South in South Jordan at about 3800 West. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
The 5 o'clock report is brought to you by Any Hour Services, electrical, plumbing, heating, and air, anyhourservices.com. KSL News Time 506, community activist Margarita Satini has passed away from COVID-19. State Representative Angela Romero remembers Satini as someone who was always working to make sure the voices of minorities and people of color were heard in Utah. In recent months, she'd worked to help other members of the Pacific Islander community protect themselves from
corona. I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas,
in the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now, too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.